And welcome back. And thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. Well, I learned a couple things about my Christmas tree this year. Jennifer and I went out and picked ourselves up a fresh, noble fir. I brought it home, and I put it in a 5-gallon bucket, and I filled the bucket to the very, very rim with water. And I left the bottom of the tree slightly off the bottom of the bucket. I was just curious, how much would this tree drink all by itself? And in a day, it was over a third of a gallon. So when you get that tree home and you make that fresh cut on the bottom of it, know this, that tree's going to require about the equivalent of a gallon milk jug of water every 3 to 4 days. Now you wonder why your trees are always dried out by New Year's? That's why. They still drink a lot of water. That's a very important consideration for the safety of your home and that tree. Other considerations I want you to think about. Keep the tree at least 3 feet away from any heat source, like a heater, radiator, fireplace. I would even tell you, keep it away from the supply register of your central heating and air conditioning unit. That warm air blowing on the tree is only going to dry it out that much quicker. I'll tell you another thing I would recommend. Go to LED lights, which are much cooler burning than the old traditional lights, and use clips, putting the string of lights clipped to the limbs as opposed to the lights actually resting on the pine needles, thereby drying it out even faster. So there's just a couple things. And of course, if you have an artificial tree, you got to get it labeled UL fire resistant, right? I didn't even need to say that one, did I? Okay, only use indoor lights, indoors. Only use outdoor lights, outdoors. And when you leave the house, turn the lights off. Now, my last safety warning for all my Arizona homeowners is ladders. I can't tell you how many emergency room visits are going to occur this holiday season from people decorating, crawling up and down ladders. And if you'll just avoid doing two things, we'll cut that number way down. Never, ever go up or down a ladder wearing flip-flops as your shoe wear. As you're coming back down, that little flippy-flop thing off the back of your heel gets caught on the rung of the ladder, and bada-bing, bada-boom, you're on your head in no time. No flip-flops ascending or descending a stepladder or an extension ladder, all right? Do me that favor. Get a firm pair of shoes on. The other thing that people do with a ladder that is invariably wrong is they descend the ladder face out, using their heels to catch the rung of the ladder as they come down the ladder, because they've got something in their hands, they want to hand it to somebody else, or they're reaching for another pile of string lights that someone's handing them. Never, ever ascend or descend a ladder facing away from the ladder using your heels on each rung. I'm telling you, there's nothing more painful than a cracked heel bone. And that's the fastest way in the world you're going to find that out. So the last thing I want to talk to y'all about is electrical cords. A lot of you neat freaks plug the cord into the receptacle in the wall, and it's a little bit too long. So you coil it really, really nice and neat and clean, all coiled up before you plug it in to the other end of the light. Well, that's called a coil for a reason. We have a coil in our car that magnifies electricity, and we do it by sending electricity in a circle. I've seen electrical extension cords. Now, I'll tell you, this was in the summer when it was hot, but I've seen electrical cords coiled up, number 8 and number 10 safety electrical cords, 100, 150 footer coiled up, literally running one saw and melting into a giant blob. That electricity being run in a circle actually accentuates the circuitry and the heat being generated. So don't coil your extension cords. Kind of spread them out and hide them. And never run them underneath a carpet or a rug in the hall or around the tree, okay? Again, it gets a situation that's conditions conducive for fire. And we don't want our holidays to end in that. So now that we got safety covered in about around the house, I want to talk to all you gals. I'm telling you what, the science of home construction is an excellent career opportunity. Stay tuned for this next conversation. Mariah Griffin from Marvell Masonry, appreciate you joining us here today and sharing with us your expertise. I'm always curious. We need more women in the construction industry. We really do. I mean, I would hire female superintendents. Everyone I could find, I would hire them. How did you get into the trades as almost a stonemason, as I understand it?
Yes. You know, I grew up in Las Vegas. And in Las Vegas, obviously, they've been under construction for many years. And so as I was growing up in life, I was always on construction sites, always around construction. I started my first working jobs with construction. Then I ended up going to college and doing marketing, and I planned on being a marketer.
Okay.
But in my heart and soul, it had gotten in my blood, gotten in my soul. And even though I had a great position with a Fortune 500 company, I left and came back to construction, and I just love it. It's in my heart and soul. And it's a great career for a woman. And I think that's a secret. It's a very, very big secret. Women complement men. Obviously, we get married. We have great relationships. We complement men in the construction world. We can help with designs and styles and organizing and making sure that everything goes smoothly, just like in your home with the man and the wife.
And there's no shortages on opportunities. Oh. Everybody's looking for skilled labor right now. And I was just talking to Kowalski Construction yesterday. I was talking to Jim, and he said we could put 10 more guys on tomorrow if we could find the qualified people.
And with the industry going the direction it's going, housing going the way it's going, the labor shortage going the way it's going, for an educated, experienced, dedicated to excellent person, it is going to be an incredible career.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, a lot of people left the industry in the Great Crash. And I say to them now, come back. I mean, there is so much opportunity. I mean, we're looking for people at Marvell, you know, and it's a great place to start. You come and work at a company like Marvell, you learn about the products, learn about the industry, and there is so many contractors desperately looking for good people, and the career path, the sky's the limit.
Not only do I hear from our contractors, and virtually, if you go to rosieonthehouse.com and look at our list of certified contractors statewide, I don't know of one of them that isn't hiring right now. They're all hiring.
Yes, absolutely.
And I get a lot of phone calls at the office. Okay, Rosie, I've got a nephew, graduated high school, not sure he wants to go to college. He's dabbled in electrical. Do you have somebody that would hire him? I said, you bet I do.
Absolutely.
You know, I get lots of calls from parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles. They're not sure they're ready to enter the scholastic career of a college education, and they just want to see what it's like. I had a nephew just 2 weeks ago, had some interest in air conditioning, and I said, well, go into home energy audits. That's going to be the future. It's the science of building as well as the craft of building anymore.
Absolutely.
And the more of the science you learn, the better position you're going to be in.
And mentor. I mean, they're out there to mentor you. If you're young and you've just trying to embark on your future, you go out there and these companies will take you in and will work with you. And even Marvell, we will give you a very, you know, a part-time schedule, bring you in, help you understand the industry to where you know, when you're young, it's hard to find what you're looking for. And me personally, I truly love what I do. And that's a blessing from God. And if you can find that, you're going to have a very, very good life. So if you've just got out of college, you're not sure what you want to do, come over here to construction. All of us on all walks, all levels of construction will help you. And it would, you know, it helps you not only if you decide not to get into construction, it teaches you about business because everything happens in our industry.
Absolutely. And if somebody was interested in career opportunities at Border Marvel,
they could go to our website and apply or come into any of our stores and just let us know you're interested in joining our family and our team. And we'd love to have you.
Do you have breath? Do you have temperature? Do you have pulse? And do you have a desire to learn?
That's right.
Boom. You got a job.
Yep, that's right.
add work ethic in there.
Yeah.
Yes. You have to have work ethic.
How soon are you available? Absolutely. Well, the labor shortage will continue. The trained labor shortage in particular will continue for a long time. And if you love the art of creating things, and Mariah, you and I talked on the phone a little bit yesterday, I still get tickled to death driving through Paradise Valley or Carefree or Arcadia and see a job I built 20 years ago and just say, man, that still looks good. You know, I had a hand in that.
And that's one of the things that I love about what I do is that as much as it sounds kind of silly to me, the fact that the jobs that I touch are going to be here probably after I'm gone, maybe not forever, but I put my little print on the earth and I'm so proud when I meet with my contractors and we finish the project, I'm beaming because it's my little contribution. I mean, truly, people in construction, they build our world. And that's a noble profession.
It is. It really is. And for those of you that enjoy creating things with your hands, love being outside, you were talking about being employed by a Fortune 100 company. I mean, some of the people I've remodeled for are national celebrities, mm-hmm. professional athletes, people I would have never had the opportunity to meet if they didn't want to remodel their bathroom.
Yep.
You get to know them on a real personal level in that environment. Mariah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Rosie, for having me.
All righty. We're here at Rosie on the House.